Another cup of coffee, Doc.
Thanks, I've got a dash.
You rushed your breakfast again.
Sorry, but there's this salesman I'm expecting early.
Oh, you'll be back by 6, won't you?
Do my best, darling. Looking forward to this evening. I am.
Me too. We haven't been out to a smart restaurant for weeks.
Well, only because you cook so marvellously at home.
Oh, Ken. Oh, but you should relax a little, darling. You haven't had a holiday since we were married.
Next year, Ella, we'll make it the south of France.
Oh, lovely. Try and get a proper lunch today, anyway.
Yeah, I'm lunching with a bank manager. He's taking me.
How nice.
Success, success. And it's all due to you.
Oh, darling.
Oh, yes, not only the money, but you've been wonderful.
You've done the work.
Oh, look at the time. I'm off. Goodbye.
Bye, darling.
If only I could tell her the truth. Will I ever be able to tell her the real truth?
Crime Lawyer, with Donald Sinden as Philip Craven. This week, Philip Craven discovers a skeleton in the cupboard.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Can I help you?
You look like you could be ever so helpful.
Just drop dead.
Nah, darling, your charms ain't that lethal. Ah, so this is where he hangs out, eh?
This is Mr. Philip Craven's office, the solicitor.
Ah, good view you've got here. On a clear day, you can see right across the street to Bow Street, Nick.
Clear day or not, Mr. Craven can't see you without an appointment.
No? You tell him I got a message from Ted Hayward.
Ted Hayward?
What is it, Miss Freeman?
Are you him?
I beg your pardon?
No wonder old Ted got 5 years, an old geezer like you defending him.
I'm Mr. Craven's managing clerk.
Oh, yeah? Well, perhaps you'll manage to tell him Ted Hayward sent me.
Hayward? But he's in...
The big house. That's right. I just got out myself this morning.
If I might have your name.
Sure. Johnny White.
If you could give me some idea, Mr. White. Mr. Craven does happen to be somewhat busy.
Not to no one but Mr. Craven himself, Ted said. Strictly confidential.
Hayward, eh?
Pulled that pay packet job 2 years ago.
Yes, I recall it perfectly, Miss Freeman.
Copped 5 years.
Ah, fans of old Ted's, are you? Well, I done 3 myself.
You say you came out this morning?
Next time I'll get 5.
If you'll just wait, please. Oh, Mr. Craven.
Yes, Inchbald?
A friend of Mr. Hayward to see you.
Oh, Ted Hayward?
He says he's a message from him, confidential.
And who is he?
He gives the name of White. Not a very appropriate name, I would think.
Oh, Ted Am. Well, we'd better see this Mr. White.
If you wish. Mr. Craven will see you.
Okay.
Mr. White, Mr. Craven.
Hello, I'm Johnny White.
Hello, Johnny.
He's not going to hang about, is he?
Thank you, Inchbald.
You know, it must feel funny for the first few days after being inside all that time. 3 years. Mr. Inchbald, how long have I been here?
I don't quite see the comparison.
Oh, no, this is ever so much nicer. I was just trying to imagine how long.
Haven't you got a considerable amount of typing to attend to, Miss Freeman?
Listen to the head jailer. I wonder what he wants with Mr. Craven.
Yes, I can imagine him in there spinning some highly coloured yarn.
So this is the message old Ted says for me to give to you, Mr. Craven. He's dead worried about his son.
His son?
Yeah, his boy Ken. Only son.
Yes, I seem to remember him. He was... his age, about 30, I think.
About that.
And Ted's worried about him. Wasn't he big enough to look after himself?
Well, I tell you, his dad sort of thinks he's gone and turned crooked.
What makes him suspect that?
Well, because he hasn't heard from him for over 6 months. That was when he written and said he was moving somewhere up north. Didn't give no address, and he didn't even come and see the old boy, tell you the truth, when he was in the prison hospital. And it's getting on his wick. You want to know something, Mr. Craven? I think Ted's for over the wall.
Well, trying to escape won't help him.
Well, he reckons it's the only way he could find Ken. He's convinced the boy's running with some mob. His only son, and all who he prayed would go straight.
Yes,
well... Oh, I know what you're going to say. But listen, it wasn't all that easy for the old grafters. Today, the kids have it handed to him on a plate.
I expect you're right.
So, Ted sent me to see you, who he's been a regular client of, to check up on Ken. And when you find him, to reason with him, to thread the straight and narrow.
But if I could find him, why can't you?
Well, it'd look much better if you did. Well, you know what I mean. I mean, the old straight and narrow coming from me, well, you've got to admit, it would be a bit strong, wouldn't it?
Yes, but I'm a criminal lawyer, not the Missing Persons Bureau.
Oh, by the way, he made a point of mentioning I was to foot your bill. Expenses and that.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
He's going to be very disappointed if you let him down.
Well, where do you suggest I start looking?
Well, I got the address he last writ from. That's when he was living with his dad.
Well, that'll be on our files. What was his last place of employment?
Well, it wasn't anywhere, Ted remembers. He sort of moved around, you see. He did with jobs. Mechanically minded, keen on flogging second-hand write-offs. But the neighbours will have a clue. Neighbours are nosy. Always know more about you than you do yourself.
All right, Johnny. I'll do what I can. Leave it to me.
Marvellous. Old Ted knew he could count on you.
Look, you'd better leave me your address in case I want to get any money.
Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. I think perhaps I've come to the wrong address.
Who'd you want?
I'm looking for a Mr. Haywood, as a matter of fact.
Ken Haywood?
Yes.
Well, my husband isn't in.
Oh, are you Mrs. Haywood?
Well, yes. Why?
Well, a friend of his gave me this address.
Well, if it's important, he's at his office. Haywood Car Sales. That's his firm. On the North London Road.
I see, right.
Did you come from the Oxford Circus direction?
Yes.
Well, then you keep on up the road, then past the crossroads, and it's after the next lot of traffic lights. Haywood Car Sales.
Right. Many thanks.
Will he know your name?
No, it's Craven.
Well, you may not find him at his office. He may be out with a car salesman. Would you like me to phone and see for you, Mr. Craven?
No, don't bother to phone. I'll look in, and if I miss him, I can make it some other time.
Well, I'll let him know you called anyway.
Yes, you do that.
Well, I do hope you find him. Haywood Car Sales.
Haywood Car Sales. Thank you very much. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, and don't forget, on the North London Road.
Yes? You'll say I'm busy. So I've had to go out. I don't care who it is. Well, say I'm busy for the next 15 minutes. Now then, Mr. Craven, what's your game? My wife phoned while you were on your way here.
Did she?
She wondered who you were, naturally. Business callers find me here, not in my flat.
Well, I'm sorry if I disturbed her. I didn't realize you were married.
Well, I know who you are, all right. You were Dad's solicitor. He used to say you were smart.
Yes, well, it seems he's very worried about you.
Is he really now?
He sent me a message asking me to try and locate you.
And so you did. Very clever of you.
Well, it wasn't all that clever. We had your previous address, and the tenant there thought the hall porter might know where you'd moved. He gave me the name of the block of flats. Your lift man there filled in the rest.
See. Well, I did think of changing my name, only it seemed riskier than sticking to my own. Anyway, I suppose I've got to thank you for not shooting off your mouth to my wife.
I'm trying to be discreet. When were you married?
About 4 months after Dad went down.
He doesn't know about it.
Well, done by not trying to make sure he doesn't know anything at all. What do you think I'll move for? He's dead to me, you understand?
Does your wife know about him?
Could I tell her about my father being an old lag? She thinks he really is dead. Oh, she found out. I owe everything to Ella. She started me up here. Well, an uncle of hers in Australia sent the money. She believes in me.
I'm sure she does.
Which is the way it's going to stay.
I understand. But I do sympathize with you, but all he asks is to be reassured that you are going straight.
Well, coming from him, that's a laugh.
Yes, I know, but he's got it on his mind that you're, following in his footsteps.
Well, you've got your answer.
He'd like it from you.
I'm not interested.
After all, you're all he has.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm all he has. That's what he used to tell my mum. Tears in his eyes. You're all I have, he used to tell her. He broke her heart, he did. Drove her to an early grave. He's got 3 years to go, hasn't he?
Yes, he's give or take a week.
Yeah, time enough for it to sink in that he's not going to be a millstone round my neck. By then, anyway, I'll have cleaned up here. Australia. Well, his uncle is might be an idea.
I see. Well, what do you want me to tell your father?
Do me a favour, will you? Forget we ever had this little heart-to-heart. Forget how smart you were that you caught up with me.
You mean that you don't
want me to... You didn't find me. For all you know, I had gone up north like I wrote him, okay?
If that's what you want.
If you tell him you found me, and about Ella, and you say I'm through with him, he won't accept it. He'll try every way he can to get me to change my mind.
I expect he will.
Yeah. And listen, that isn't the only thing either. Who did he put on to you about me?
A chap who'd been inside with him, named Johnny White, who was released today.
See? Dad talks. Hasn't got much else to do in there, I suppose. But if you say where I'm living and all about me, he'll give away to some other prison pal who'll come out and be clever, like trying to blackmail me.
All right. So what you're asking me to do puts me in a bit of a dilemma. Your father's my client. He's entitled to be put in possession of the facts.
I'll see it my way, Mr. Craven. For me and my wife's sake, for Dad's sake, let me go on pretending he's dead.
Ken.
Ken. Hmm?
No? I thought I heard someone.
What?
In the kitchen.
Well, what's the time? 2:05.
You're sure you locked up before you came to bed?
Of course.
It was rather late, Ken. You were tired. You may have overlooked something.
All right, then. I'll go and check.
Well, be careful.
Not to worry. Who's there? Who's there?
Ken, you all right? Ken, what is it?
It isn't anything.
Are you sure?
It's nothing, Ella.
Oh, you haven't got your dressing gown on. Or his slippers. Ken!
It was only the kitchen window.
What? But I latched that.
Well, that's all it was. Window a bit open and the curtain flapping in the draught.
But I shut the kitchen window.
But as you said, it was late, darling. And after that lovely dinner, well, I should have noticed it was open myself.
But I could have sworn that I shut it. I know I did.
Oh, Miss Simmons.
Looking for something, Mr. Inchbold?
I haven't heard Mr. Craven come in this morning.
Oh, he's been in an hour, ever since 9:30. He's in his office.
I wonder if he'll be wanting a word with me.
I'm sure he will. Where would we be without you to turn to for advice?
Good morning, Inchbold.
Good morning, Mr. Craven.
I've been thinking about that talk I had with Ken Haywood yesterday afternoon.
Yes, I was giving it some thought on my way to the office this morning.
In a way, I agree with what he said.
Yeah, a most awkward decision for you to have to reach.
Yes, but if I tell old Ted that so far as his son's concerned, he's had it, what's going to happen?
It'll stir up trouble without a doubt. I somehow feel it would be best if you pretended you hadn't found the young man and his wife.
If only I was sure about him.
Who?
Ken Haywood.
You mean...
Yeah, the story about his wife's money from Australia.
The rich uncle.
Well, it could be true. It could be a pack of lies.
Well, he is the son of his father.
By the way, we'll be having another visit from Johnny White. I telephoned him to look in at 10:30 this morning.
You think he may be able to add something to what he told you yesterday?
Well, not that so much, but he might give me some indication of how Ted would react to one or other of the two alternatives.
Mr. Craven?
Yes, Rhoda?
Is Mr. Haywood insisting of seeing you?
Oh, Ken Haywood?
Yes. I'm trying to tell him.
I've got to see him.
Didn't you mind? I said you were busy, Mr. Craven.
All right, Rhoda.
Okay.
Something's been going on.
All right, you can relax now.
I tell you.
Now, look here, my good man.
It's all right, Inchball.
Oh, very well. I'll be just outside.
Thank you. Now, what's the matter?
You know what's happened, all right.
Do I?
Someone broke into my flat during the night.
Any idea who it was?
I only got a quick look at him as he went down the fire escape outside the kitchen. That's how he got in. I had to pretend to my wife the window had been left open.
Well, what time was this?
About 2 a.m.
Why do you imagine I know something about him?
Oh, mate, you've got to admit it's a coincidence, him picking on my flat.
Well, coincidences do happen. What would this chap be after?
He didn't get it anyway, because he wasn't there.
Well, forgive me if I seem a trifle curious, but you do seem to have something on your mind.
Are you kidding? Been on my mind all these months. A bad dream. If it hadn't been for the money, I wouldn't have felt as I do about it.
Money?
Well, the proceeds from the pay package that Dad nicked. 15,000. He's got the lot stashed away in a safe deposit. Didn't you know?
Your father pleaded not guilty, you remember? As his lawyer, it was hardly up to me to question him about the loot he was supposedly innocent of stealing.
Yeah. He gave me the key to look after. When we moved to this flat, I went and lost it.
You lost it?
Wouldn't credit it, would you? He'd flip a dozen heart attacks if he knew. Oh, so what? Let the money rot. He wants it so bad when he comes out. Let him find a way to get it.
Was it the key that this chap was looking for last night?
What do you think?
Are you accusing me of informing your father of what you told me yesterday?
Well, someone must have.
How could they have done in the time? So that he could hire a thief and the rest of it? Don't be ridiculous.
All the same, somebody broke in last night.
Oh, Mr. Craven, forgive me for intruding.
All right, Inchbald, bring him in.
But it's Mr.
Yeah, Johnny White. Yes, that's right.
Yes, he's just arrived.
Yeah, well, come on in, Johnny.
Okay, Mr. Craven.
It's all right, Inchbald.
Sorry, I'm a few minutes late.
I've got someone I'd like you to meet.
That's him.
Hey?
It was you who broke into my flat last night.
Johnny White, meet Ken Hayward, Aaron Ted's son. But you already know each other?
What are you talking about? I never saw him before in my life.
Well, I've seen you just a few hours ago. I got a good look at you as you went down the fire escape.
What's he on about, Mr. Craven?
Why, you wore that same light grey hat.
Where were you at 2 a.m., Johnny?
Well, I know where I wasn't. And I wasn't being chased down some flipping fire escape in my light grey hat. And that's a fact. Here, listen, I thought you asked me up here because you wanted to ask me more about Ted.
You've just come out. You were the friend my dad blabbed to about me.
Anyway, Mr. Craven, you found him. That was quick.
And you didn't exactly drag your feet.
Listen, do me a favour. What are you getting at?
How did you find out my new address?
I didn't. If I'd known I was being invited up here to be accused of breaking and entering...
When Dad confided his troubles to you about me, did he also mention a little matter of some money he had tucked away for a rainy day?
Well, since you talk about it, come to think, I believe he did. But it was you he was on about, mostly. But
then he would also have mentioned who was minding a certain key for him.
Key?
The safe deposit key given me, of course.
You did say he was always talking about his son.
Oh, blimey, it's two against one, isn't it?
Would you rather it was a couple of cops you were chatting to?
I don't think you'll be calling any cops.
Why?
They'd be quite interested in your dad's safe deposit, and to know that you'd hung on to the cash instead of handing over.
You have a point there.
Oh, if only that the police have that 15,000. I could have said, well, there's some good in him.
It could also have meant a reduction of his sentence.
Yeah, but not him. He planned to sweat it out. Think he'd be there to collect when he'd done his stir.
He's a real pro, that's old Ted.
Yeah, which means he's no sooner out than he's back inside again. Do you realise, Mr. Craven, why I only ever kept a couple of jobs? Because he got known I was a professional criminal's son, yeah. So I'd become redundant. That's what made me determined to be my own boss.
Listen, you're still his son and you can't escape it. He was dead worried over you. That's why he wanted Mr. Craven here to find you.
After you'd seen me yesterday, Johnny... You realize that what I could do, so could you. The neighbors might have a clue, as you shrewdly observed. They know more about you than you know yourself.
What would I want with service on the job?
What would you want? Only the key to Dad's 15,000.
There you go again, accusing me. I tell you, Mr. Craven, I left it to you, like old Ted said. I asked you. How would I know where to look for a key? Huh. Talk about a needle in an haystack. You can keep a thing like that anywhere in your flat. Or, for that matter, in your office.
How do you know I've got an office?
Eh? Well,
It's a good question, Johnny.
The only one thing wrong with it is you can't answer it.
Oh, yes, I can. But not quite the way you're expecting. All right. So I did break into your flat last night, and do you know why? To find out just how much you've been bilking your old man while he's been inside sweating it out.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, it was like you said, Mr. Craven. You did put the idea in my head yesterday. What you could do, so could I. I just had to snoop around asking questions. The nosy neighbours. Someone who'd heard he'd got this car business in North London. And I found out about his wife and their smart flat.
What of it?
Yes, what of it?
Well, where'd he got the lolly from? That's what of it. I'll tell you where. That 15,000 nickel lying there belonging to his own dad.
What were you?
If you were looking for the safe deposit key.
I was. I meant to find out how much of his dad's money he'd left. If any.
Then, according to Ken, you were wasting your time.
The key got lost months ago.
Oh, do you expect old Ted to believe that? You just wait till I get the news back to him.
What is being conveniently overlooked in this discussion is that £15,000 belongs to somebody else. If it isn't a safe deposit, key or no key, it had better be got back to the rightful owner and quick.
Oh, but old Teddy...
What I suggest both of you do is try and sort out that little problem.
Mr. Craven?
Yes?
Oh, I forgive my interrupting, but there's a phone call for you. I thought I'd ask you before it was put through.
Right. Yes, you're right. Ask for the whole lot.
Yes, Mr. Craven.
So, Johnny, and you, Ken, get back here immediately after lunch, and we'll decide how best to settle this business.
All right, if you say so.
All right, Mr. Craven.
Who knows, I may have the answer for you myself by then.
See ya.
After lunch, then.
Mr. Inchbald?
Yes, Mr. Craven?
Mr. Hayward and Mr. White are just leaving.
Oh, yes. Very well. Good morning, gentlemen.
We'll be back.
We will.
I'll take that call now, Inchbald.
Yes, Mr. Craven.
Hello?
This is Haywood for you, Mr. Craven.
Oh, right. Right, Rhoda, put her on.
Yes, Mr. Craven. Hello?
Mrs. Haywood, I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
Well, that's all right, Mr. Craven. I'm sure he must be very busy.
Well, can I help you?
Could you come and see me? Soon, please. I'd suggest I came to your office, but Ken might phone or come back unexpectedly.
You want to see me right away?
We could talk better than over the phone.
All right, Mrs. Haywood. With you as soon as I can. Stay in about half an hour.
I thought I heard the lift. Come in, Mr. Craven.
Thank you.
It's very kind of you to come so quickly.
Well, on the telephone, you made it sound pretty urgent.
Well, yes, there's something I wanted to tell you. You see, when you wanted to see my husband here yesterday, it did seem a bit strange.
Yes, I'm sure it did.
Well, then there was last night. We got back from dinner late, been out to the restaurant. I woke up suddenly and heard someone. I woke Ken, and he went out to the kitchen and said the window had been left open. I was sure I'd closed it before I went to bed. Then this morning my husband was, well, edgy. I couldn't help wondering if it had all got something to do with your call in the afternoon.
I see. Well,
so I looked you up in the phone book. Well, when I saw Craven's solicitor, Bow Street, I guessed you were Ken's father's solicitor.
But you know about his father?
Well, I know he's in prison. Ken doesn't know this, of course. He'd die of shame.
Well, his father hasn't heard from him or seen him for some time. He sent me a message. Would I try and trace Ken, find out if he was all right?
That's why you were here yesterday. Oh, what about last night? Was that anything to do with Ken's father?
Well, not exactly. That was someone operating, shall we say, independently. But it's nothing to worry you.
I suppose he was trying to steal something.
Yes. Something which he believed your husband was taking care of for his father.
I see. Was it this?
Key?
The key.
The one he told me was lost?
To the safe deposit, where old Ted Haywood's got the money locked away. Well, aren't you supposed to ask me how I got it?
I strongly suspect you stole it. With, naturally, the highest possible motives.
Poor Ken. He started to tell me about his father as soon as we were married.
Hmm? Well, how do you mean?
Well, he talked in his sleep. Then some letters used to arrive, which he obviously didn't want me to see, and bit by bit, I was able to piece together what had happened. What he said when he was asleep and what I checked in the back numbers of the newspaper. Then I came across the key when I was packing some of his things to move to this flat.
That was when it was lost.
I suppose I was, well, afraid that he might... Oh, I mean, well, all that money. Even though he didn't need it, I'd been able to help him over that.
Yes, he's told me. He's also told me that without you, he'd never have got going.
He's worked so hard. And all the time, there's been this business hanging over him. If you're wondering why I didn't tell him I knew about it all the time, perhaps I should have. At first, I was afraid it might hurt him, might hurt our marriage. And then I'd kept the key, and I felt a bit guilty for thinking he might have taken the money.
I understand.
And anyway, shouldn't it have come from him? Wasn't it up to Ken to tell me?
I know what you mean.
You said he'd stop writing to his father or seeing him.
Your husband wants to finish with him. Cut him out of his life.
Because of me?
Well, he's not much of a father-in-law.
Oh, but he mustn't do that. I don't want that.
Yes, he didn't realize that you knew about his father. He was terrified you'd find out.
Oh, I should have told him. It's got to be put right. He coped with him before we were married.
He did?
So he must have cared for him enough.
Mrs. Haywood, something tells me that you and I can straighten this out. In his heart, your husband really cares for his father now, doesn't he?
I'm sure of it.
So this is my proposition to him. That on condition that old so-and-so returns the money to the police...
Will his father do it?
Well, he hasn't got much choice, has he?
I see what you mean. You've got the key.
Right. But I don't believe I'll need to exert much pressure. Despite what it'll cost him, and that he was banking on it when he comes out of prison, if he knows he's got his son back, he'll turn it in. Will you help me talk to Ken?
I know he'll agree.
Old Ted will have to count on him when he's released again.
And me.
He's a hardened old man, Mrs. Haywood. A no-good criminal.
Oh, that's the list. It'll be Ken, I know it. I've got the feeling he's decided to tell me all about it.
Could be.
When you marry a man, they say you marry his family. And Mr. Craven?
Yes?
Between ourselves, I don't think Ken really cares very much for my mother.
Thank you. That was Crime Lawyer with Donald Sinden as Philip Craven. Mr. Inchbald was played by Arthur Howard and Rhoda Freeman by Audrey Nicholson. Ken Hayward, Frederick Treves, Ella Hayward, Margaret Wolfitt, Johnny White, Harry Fowler. Crime Lawyer was written by Ernest Dudley and produced by Charles Maxwell.